been searching for a path that allows me to be having a shit ton of fun while disrupting the patriarchy.
I live in this country now. I'm called by this name. I speak this language. It's not quite the same. For no other reason than this, it's my home. And the places I used to be, far from are gone. You've traveled this long, you just have to go on. Don't even look back to see how far you've come. Though your body is bending under the load, there is nowhere to stop anywhere on this road. Stand guard with a knife, I'll make him my slave for the rest of his life. I love this hour when the tide is just turning. There will be an end. If I can stand up to angels and men, I'll never get swallowed in darkness again.
This is She Believed She Could, So She Did, and you are listening to Radio Laura. Today for you, an interview with Venga Cats, and you will also listen to their songs. Till next time. Venga Cats, can I say Martine and Janine?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And welcome to She Believed She Could, So She Did on Radio Laura.
Thanks for having us.
So thanks for finding the time to come. I know you're both working and So I'm very thankful that you are here and fresh or half fresh.
Very, from already stinking.
Already stinking from Monday at Bosch Bar in Zurich. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing. We loved it. Very nice persons. And we had our new songs, performing our new songs for the first time.
For the first time.
And it was lovely. And amazing place. It was on a Monday evening and then dance until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So I heard you first in another formation, which is at Presbyterou.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I think out of this experience you started working together. Or how did it start it? With Vineyard Cats.
It's a little bit silly.
It started because we play in the band Empress People, and in this band we are five women, and we had people asking us to play, but it was always difficult that everybody had time to play because there are kids, we are all working, we all have a lot of things in our lives, and we found out that Martin and me, we are the two that really want to be on stage, that really want to play. So we decided to do a cover band of Empress Pirou, where we just put the drums on computer, put the bass on computer, and have the guitar with Martin and me singing and playing the synthesizer.
Doing all the rest.
And
Martin doing all the rest.
So, it was only the two of us, and that was like when somebody asked for Empress Pirou, but we couldn't play all together. We just said, well, Empress Pirou cannot play, but we have a cover band, which we are the same people, but and it's only the two of us, but we can play. Yeah. So that's how it started.
It's a nice idea to make to be a cover band of your own band.
Yes.
Überall ist Beton drin, im Getränk hat's Beton.
do you cut out time to not only to play but also to be creative?
Well, for me, it's I only work like 50%, and I really like having a lot of free time rather than money. So I live in a really cheap place. I live on little money, but I have a lot of time. So that's where I can do the music and or whatever.
It's a compromise. My heart is with you. I understand totally.
I also like my work. I'm a horse teacher, and it's my own business. So I can organize myself completely, which is really nice too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how is it for you, Martin?
For me, it's a bit this, because it's also music was always a kind of a hobby and something I like to do, play together with other persons and find occasion to play. I work a lot because I love it. I'm an animator, an illustrator, and it comes sometimes. Everything comes on the same time. Sometimes I have some day off, so I'm also a freelance. And I always find time or inspiration. And it's not that I'm it's a teamwork. For at the moment, when I work a lot, it's going to be created when we are together and we make the songs. And then I get motivated, so I write even text, or Johnny tells me to write a text, and then I go for a walk in the forest and start something. And there are some ideas, and then I know for this meeting we will start to do this song, so I will exercise and prepare me, and I will always find time somewhere.
Wow, yes, great commitment.
Bye.
I was also very interested, like, how is the collaboration? So you meet each other, or you tell Martin, or try to write something, and Martin goes to the forest and writes something and then send it back? Or you play a beat and then send it, and you play the rest, all the rest?
Well, I have to admit, mainly, Shannon brings a finished song and I can improvise some guitar on it. I love it. I'm really, Shannon is really the band. And something I really love, that she's making the beats with pocket operators, with this kind of little calculators. And maybe you can say more about this then. And
now my thing is, with the new songs, they're all made by pocket operator beats. Pocket operators are really, really small. They look like calculators, machines, and you have different kinds of them. One just is like a drum machine with really little things you can do, but I really like the sound. So I do all the beats on these machines, and then I put it on a loop station, because these machines are not really made for playing live. For I play the bass line by synthesizer mostly. I played on my microcorg, and put it also on the loop. So we have drum and bass on the loop. And then, I don't know, and then we play together, and Martin plays the guitar with it, and we decide how long, which part, and maybe we do a second part or something. And then I write some lyrics while playing mostly, or maybe I have some lyrics ready, but
And now when you make, sometimes you make jam, so there's a beat, and then something starts, a bass line or a chord line, and then you put it on a loop, or, so it's also by jam session, and actually we have two, I actually still want to, there are two
new
jam
songs.
Sessions we have that I want to use some parts, I would like to go in this direction, so. So we have different approaches.
Sounds amazing. Sounds already like the beginning of a very interesting workshop that no one else could do about drum machines and loop stations and bass lines, and to add some lyrics into it finally.
Yes.
Are you talking about Elephant and Horse? Did you do this with a little drum calculator?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
course, is also a cover song from the band Martin was before.
I was in Lady. It was also a punk band. And for over 10 years we were playing. And Horse is a song, it's actually, these are all dreams, dream frames. And I'm all riding on a white old horse through my dreams. And then I made the melody. The melody is already like a little bit the beat. So we covered this also with Empress Spiro, but it didn't really last.
No, and somehow
now we
no.
play this, it's easier with this loop.
Loops,
and then you did these nice beats. She proposed me even two beats with the pocket operator. And I just choose, okay, I take this one.
And Lady still exists?
No, it's over 10 years. That's we went to other ways, yes. Mm-hmm.
Just jumping around, or how did you get into punk? And beside the techno songs, is Vinga Cats also punk-ish direction?
Well, Empress Piru is also, we call it pink punk. It's kind of punk, I would say. And for me, I've been playing in bands since 20, 25 years now, and as I never had any lessons in anything, it was punk the way I could do. So I just grab a guitar and play something. And in punk, you're allowed to do it. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You're not asked which note, which thing are you doing. And now it's more that I get a little out of punk, more into, since I have the microcord, I really like doing stuff with the Gerätli and the pocket operators, or also the Cubase on computer. I learned a lot, and I do a lot of stuff with that as well. So it's actually more getting out of punk, but I'll never leave punk. So.
For you, how did you get into punk, or were you also like born punk?
I it's always a question about the definition, because in sometimes somehow punk can be a schimpfwort, and I have problems with precise definition or so. I like the pink punk, and what I don't like on punk is to reproduce music that was born in the 70s. Mm-hmm. I don't like to reproduce something, a style. I want to do my own thing, but then I think, okay, but this is also punk in a way of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very complicated for me, so I wouldn't really call me punk, but I like pink punk.
Yeah.
For the queer feminist aspect also.
How is it to make music as a woman?
I don't know!
She believed she could,
She believed she could, so she did.
Ella creía que podía hacerlo y lo logró.
She believed she could, so she did.
Every Friday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Radio Laura.
What is a woman actually?
What is a woman actually?